Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul.
Today's show, Jean and I will be talking about the Year in Review, a special show for Stage Talk. And we were talking about the shows we saw this year. And unfortunately, we didn't see all the shows. But for the shows we did see, we broke them down into some categories. So, Jean, take it away.
Well, let's talk about best actors first and actresses second. I absolutely would have to vote for Boston Christopher S. Lenny in Of Mice and Men. That was an amazing performance. He was playing a mentally handicapped person, and he never lost it, never once.
I have to agree with your selection about Boston Christopher for Best Actor this year. I also thought he did a wonderful job knowing Boston. I've known him for several years, and to see the transformation he made and the consistency of his character throughout the entire performance. I never saw Boston on the stage. I always saw Lenny, and I think that his interaction with Kevin T. Bennett, who was also wonderful in that show, really brought his performance to a place that was in the world of excellence.
Yeah, it was definitely the best thing I saw. Kevin Bennett is unusually good as George, but he's good in everything.
He was. I also liked him in Sherlock Holmes, the show done by Anchorage Community Theater. And Kevin does a lot of great shows around the area. So he was worthy of an honorable mention for that category, I believe.
I think so, too. And how about Best Actress?
Well, I was looking at my list of shows, and I kept coming back to one, which was the show Proof, done by Anchorage Community Theater. And Lindsay Lamar in that show, I think, really, really brought forth something of that character, which I think made that show really work. You know, that was a risky show for Anchorage Community Theater to do because of the language and the subject material. And I think had the acting not been so well done in that show, and especially by Lindsay, I think that show might not have done as well.
Actually, that's the only thing I remember about that show is Lindsay Lamar's performance. However, I put down Elizabeth Ware as Molly Ivins in Red Hot Patriot at Cyrano's because I had met Molly Ivins, and she did Molly Ivins so well that I could almost believe it was Molly on the stage. And she made me cry at the end.
Well, Liz always does a great job on the stage.
And then just kind of an honorable mention to Bernie Blaine in Cyrano's production of Elio Mocenary. Bernie Blaine's always good in everything, and she was excellent.
Yes, she is. She's a very good actress. And what's your next category there, Jean?
Well, the next is Best Play by a local playwright.
And we had a few this year, did not have a whole lot. I remember last year we had a whole lot of plays by local playwrights. I think this year we had Bruckner's Last Finale by Dick Reichman. We had the play being done over at UAA by Fran Lautenberger and John Minton, Bring Back the Sunshine. And we had the four plays done by Shotzi Schaefer, Dawson Moore, Alicia Jones. And of those plays, which one would you say was your favorite?
Oh, Bruckner's Last Finale. I saw it twice. I liked it so well. It was just outstanding. I really enjoyed Fran Lautenberger's play. It was lots of fun.
It was.
But Dick Reichman has to, in my mind, hold the candle.
You know, Dick's been writing plays for a long time, and I remember being in a staged reading of that play earlier in its writing history, and I kind of watched it grow and become what it became on stage, and so I really appreciated all the things he did to improve that play, and I have to agree. I'll vote for Dick Reichman's Bruckner's Last Finale also for Best Play, or Best Play by Local Playwright.
And while we're at it, we ought to mention Peter Porco is the lead character as Bruckner because he was wonderful. He was absolutely perfect.
Perhaps we should have a category of bravest actor. I know that Peter mentioned that in an interview I heard with him saying that he was sort of thrown into that part and was taught a lot of things in that part. He did a wonderful job on that show, I think.
Mm-hmm. He did. He was just right. Fran's play was out at UAA, was her swan song, was lots of fun.
That was a wonderful show, and I really liked the way that she went out using a lot of the things that she's become known for, the costumes, the puppetry, and John Minton also helped her with that show. And it really came together to be a wonderful evening of unusual theater, something you don't mm-hmm. often see around, mm-hmm. With the puppetry and the costumes and everything just came together very well.
It really did. The next category is funniest plays. And I laughed a lot this year, but I don't think ever so hard as I did at My Three Angels at ACT, maybe because I hadn't ever seen it or read it before. And it took me totally by surprise. And since it still has two nights to run, I don't think we should talk about why it's so surprising. But it really is funny.
It is a funny play. And it's unusual in that it's the humor in it doesn't really come from, like you say, where you expect it to come from. I also think that's a very, very funny play. My vote goes to Spamalot over at UAA, just because I'm a big Monty Python fan, and it was just so much fun to go see that play and see the students do that show so well, and it was very, very funny for me to see. But I also would say My Three Angels was very funny. Well, what's your next category, Jean?
Next category is Up and Coming.
Up and Coming. You know, we had some sort of new theater companies starting up this year, not necessarily just doing their first show, but I think one that we both have talked about is Theater Artists United, TAU. They did some shows last year, but this year I think they've gotten their nonprofit status, and their productions of Rent and Into the Woods I thought were excellent productions.
Yes, they were both almost flawless. I was very impressed. I have to admit that I have a problem with the theater they're using, which is the Sydney Lawrence at the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And I'm deaf, and I can't hear in that theater very mm-hmm. well. There just doesn't seem to be any place in the theater that I can hear well enough. So, but what I saw and heard in both places, they seem to me flawless.
Right, and I have seen some of their shows being done over at Mad Myrna's, and I'd have to say that between the two, I would prefer perhaps the Sydney Lawrence is more of a theatrical mm-hmm. atmosphere. And I really do appreciate that they're bringing in some risky musicals to be done in the area. They're real nicely done, mm-hmm. and it's nice to see those kinds of musicals being done in Anchorage.
Yeah, I loved Into the Woods. I'm a Sondheim fan of absolute, total belief in him. Mm-hmm. And it was, I just loved Into the Woods.
Right, and I think Rent was a wonderful show in that it incorporated both some kids from Alaska Theater of Youth involved with that show as mm-hmm. well. So they those shows were co-produced. Mm-hmm. That show was co-produced by both theater companies. And I like to see theater companies helping younger theater artists come up through the ranks to join the adult actors on stage. That's a wonderful way to bring new and exciting theater to Anchorage and the entire area.
Yeah, I think that the TBA's musical Babes in Arms last spring was about as good as it could possibly get.
Right, I believe so too. Yeah,
and
wonderful.
It was done almost entirely with their students.
Right, right. So we have a lot of great theater happening around the area. So Jean, what's our next category?
The next category is Under the Radar. What's going on that?
Under the Radar. You know, there's some companies around the area that are doing some shows that is under the radar. I just want to mention a few. I know Alaska Pacific University is starting to do some shows over there. Jill Sauerwein or Alicia Jones are putting together a new theater company. They're doing some things over there. Kayla Bourgeois did Spring Awakening at Out North. And some of the local high schools are doing some shows as well, some excellent shows. I saw an excellent production at Service High School of Jekyll and Hyde, directed by Shelby Jenkins, a high school senior there. So these are some shows that don't get a lot of publicity, or they aren't known by the theater companies mm-hmm. they're associated with, but they are doing some excellent work.
Maybe we should put them on the calendar from
Maybe
now on.
Maybe we should.
I would think so. Okay, final category is most memorable play of 2012, but I'm afraid I have too many on the category, so we'll have to go on for a while. But I'm going to say Of Mice and Men. Perseverance, up from Juno, tremendous play, amazingly well done.
I think Of Mice and Men was also a wonderful show, and I like the fact that they are incorporating on purpose many local actors or Alaskan actors, Dick Reichman being in that mm-hmm. show, Boston Christopher, Kevin T. Bennett in that show as well. It was a wonderful show. You know, I looked at our list of shows that we talked about or that performed in the area from Homer to The Valley to Valdez, and there were over 20 companies that produced shows this year. And as I look back on my list, I would agree with Mice and Men, but I think that the one that's coming up on the top of my list is also by Perseverance Theater, which is Raisin in the Sun.
Yes, I loved Raisin in the Sun. As it happened, I saw it in Juneau rather than in Anchorage, but it was perfect. It was the first thing I'd seen by Perseverance, and I was really impressed.
Right. It was one of those shows that I've read many times over the years, and I thought it back, and I've never seen a production of it. And I was so glad to see not only a production of it, but one that was so wonderfully done. It was well acted. The technical elements were just outstanding, and the direction was very, very fine. It was my favorite show of the year.
I think we're giving Perseverance both of our favorites.
You know, they are an Alaskan theater, and I think they have been welcomed by all the Anchorage theater companies as being a colleague in our town now. And I'm really glad to see that. I'm really glad to see the cooperation between Perseverance and all the other Anchorage theater companies.
I am too. And in fact, Perseverance did a reading of a play, a very good reading, at Cyrano's while they were in town once this winter. And that kind of cooperation is partly probably because of some of the new personnel they have there, but also they're using our actors, too.
Right, right. And you know, theater is, they always say, the collaborative art. And one thing I've noticed about Anchorage Theater is there's no theater here that stands on its own two legs. Everybody's borrowing props, scenery, actors, back and forth. It's almost like we have one big soup of theater here in the whole Anchorage and even Alaska area. And I'm so glad to see the cooperation between the theater companies in our area. And they're all producing excellent work.
Yes, they are. And this is, I guess, about time to break this off and read the calendar. But it was hard for me to choose from all the wonderful plays I saw this year.
It was very hard for me to choose as well, but I am looking forward to next year, our 2013 season. We have a lot of exciting plays coming up, and I'm looking forward to talking with a local theater artist about that. And if I could finish on just one personal note, Gene, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to be on the show. I've had a wonderful time this year, and it's all because of you, so thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I loved having you. You do a lot of the work on this show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Native Heritage Center is seeking actors for its second annual Alaska Native Playwrights Project readings. Actors, both Native and non-Native, male and female, of all ages, are needed for the readings. Interested performers should submit a resume and a picture if available, and their availability from January 3rd to 12th electronically to Caleb Bourgeois at cbourgeois@alaskanative.net. And that's CBOURGEOIS.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of My Three Angels runs through December the 23rd. And as Gene and I mentioned, this is a very funny play. Watch out for the surprising ending. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Cotton Patch Gospel through December 23rd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At Cyrano's Theater Company, they're presenting It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio show. It continues through December the 23rd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.